Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 69, Journey into Imagination with Figment. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Memory 69 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Wow, my trip is almost here. A week from the release of this podcast, I'll be packing up and heading to Orlando for my convention. That first week, I'll be tied up there, but like I said, I hope to slip over to the parks in the evenings or before the convention begins. I have a friend who works for Disney, and with his help, I hope to see some things at the parks. At the end of the convention, my wife and kids and the extended family will arrive, and we're planning to do a day together at the Magic Kingdom. This should be a blast, as we'll have a couple of the group who have never been to Walt Disney World, including two little ones under the age of two. I'm so looking forward to this. Maybe you have some ideas of what we should do or things you can do to help keep the kids cool and happy throughout the day. You know, just email me or post on one of my many social media sites. After that, we're going to head to the beach for an extended vacation, and I'm still trying to convince my wife that, you know, maybe we can come back over to the parks for one more day, maybe at Disney's Animal Kingdom, which I think the kids will love, of course, but that's just not set in stone yet, so I'm not sure if that's going to happen. I've made some dining reservations, and just in case, though, you know, a good Junior Woodchuck is always prepared. So you can tell I'm pretty excited about all this. I'm going to try to utilize my social media accounts while we're at the parks, so keep an eye on Twitter, Google Plus, and Facebook between June 10 and 24. You never know, I may post something just on a whim, a video or audio or pictures or whatever I'm doing at that time. As for the next podcast, that show is actually supposed to be released on the 15th while I'm going to be at the park. I'll have something. You never know. Maybe I'll just record live in the park at some point while I'm there for the convention and just release that on that day. So you'll just have to wait and see. Now, onto our regular scheduled podcast. A request for today's podcast came from Amanda in Barcelona, Spain. She originally wrote in saying she wanted to hear Imagination plus some other great Epcot attractions. I'm just summing up what her emails were saying. She had so many memories of spending time there at Epcot as she grew up there in the Orlando area. Everything from eating at the World Showcase before prom to drinks at the UK every Friday after turning 21. And so her request for the Imagination Ride was more a nostalgic one. As always, I tossed the idea out to Twitter, Facebook, and Google+, and I got a lot of responses. So I'm just picking a few. On Twitter, Steve wrote, not a big fan of Figment. And on Facebook, the sentiments were pretty much similar to Steve's. But here are a couple of my favorites that I heard. Laura said, I was about to ask for that one. I can't completely remember the old one, but I know I liked it better. Mostly because of the first time we rode the new one, I think. When I was younger, I hated loud noises, and when Figment turns into a skunk, there's definitely a loud noise. No matter what my family says. So while everyone else on the ride covered their nose, I put my hands up over my ears. I will still never live with that one down. Regardless, I like this choice. And Dennis said, I can remember as a kid, my parents taking me along on the Epcot Center and me being bored with almost everything except Journey into Imagination. I'd go around the day singing that song. So sadly, folks, I don't have the original ride recording available today, which is what everybody wants, I know. I do have some old video clips somewhere that I have to work through to maybe, you know, I'll be able to put together into a usable podcast someday, but that will have to wait for now. So today, though, I do have the second and third incarnations of the Imagination attraction. So let's start off today by traveling back to December of 2000. My family and I have made our annual pilgrimage to Florida for the Christmas holiday, and we have taken a day to slip over to Walt Disney World for some fun in the parks. We started off in the Animal Kingdom, jumped to the Disney MGM Studios, and now are in Epcot for a bit before we'll finish up later at the Magic Kingdom. It's a long day, for sure, but when you only do it once in a while, you have to make the most of it, right? Anyways, it's late afternoon, and we're looking for a relaxing ride with no lines, and this attraction fits that description perfectly. We'll join up with this memory just as our car begins to pull away from the loading area, and we're off onto Journey into Your Imagination, that one without Figment. Our second memory is from December of 2006, the anniversary trip. You know, it's the last hours of our trip. We've got a little bit of time before our flight in the afternoon, so we decide to spend it at Epcot since there are still a few things we haven't seen, even after almost 2 full days in this park. We didn't get there very early, but as most of this trip has been, there are still no crowds. We head straight over to Journey into Imagination with Figment, and of course there's no wait. This is where we'll join our second memory as we walk down the queue, taking a bit of time to look at some of the details and the doors as we walk. We're loaded in and off on another adventure. Now, our first memory's in stereo, but the second one is actually in binaural, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones now. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we take another journey into the imagination with a little purple dinosaur.
Think you do it better or worse? Now.
Now?
Same.
You're not supposed to really increase your IQ, really. I don't know. To some extent, I'd probably be worse because I'm more patterned in my thought process. Then again, I've learned more patterns, so things might come quicker.
Well, as you can see, there's not much going on upstairs, imagination-wise. That's just perfect for our experiments.
See, you're white. Oh, sure, Michelina.
We begin with an exercise in sound. Listen closely and see what you hear.
Babies drinking backwards. Huh? Sound like oboes.
Backwards.
Very dark.
this looking glass actually magnifying, or is it your imagination? Here, one quickly learns that when the laws of physics and common sense are shattered, imagination takes over. Welcome to the Illusion Land, where things are not always what they seem. Looks can be deceiving, can't they? Well then, take a second look. Now, what do you see? When you use your imagination, nothing can truly hold you back. In the next experiment, let color work its magic on your imagination. Stare at these points long enough, and your imagination will take flight. You'll see. Once again, who knows what we'll find in your imagination this time? Interactive labs and put your imagination to work.
Can they imagine too?
Everyone can, Fitment.
Crowds will
you ever see the remake of Flubber?
I think so.
With Robin Williams? That was the sidekick, Lebo.
Human senses can help capture your imagination.
Oh, can I go too?
Absolutely not. This is one of our discoveries, the figment of imagination.
Yeah, I know all about the senses. There's sight, sound, smell, touch, goochie goochie go, and taste. Taste my chicken. Can I go? Please, please, please.
No, I don't want you out of my sight.
Out of sight? Okay. Come on, everybody. Here we go.
Figment, you are not to interfere with the tour.
Our first stop is the sound lab. We'll begin by testing your hearing with a series of tones. Left ear, right ear. Left, right. What? This is odd. Hello?
Hello?
Who is interfere.
But you've got it wrong, Doc. It's not about listening with your ears. It's about listening with your imagination.
Now I've completely lost my train of thought.
No, you haven't. It's over here. All aboard.
Sorry, but after that big stink in the smell lab, I hesitate to send you into the touch and taste labs. Perhaps I should end my open house right here.
Great idea. We'll go to my open house instead. It's much more fun. Right this way, everybody.
What is going on? You're turning this entire open house upside down.
Upside down? Now you're talking. That's the best idea you've had all day. With just a spark of inspiration.
Me and you.
You see, Doc, I knew you'd get it.
because you've got a wonderful imagination.
I do? Oh, yes. Thank you, Figment. So, as you can plainly see, imagination works the best when it's set free.
You said it, Doc. Imagination is a blast!
Elephants.
Now, as a kid, I remember my dad saying that he used to love the original attraction for what it promoted. He's a former teacher and loved the support for creativity and imagination, and the original attraction really showcased that. These newer versions try to explain it more than show what imagination really can do. And while they're fun, I personally like the original better. But, you know, that's just my opinion. So what are your thoughts? Let's keep this dialogue going. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave me some of that feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube, and don't forget you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like the show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up that search results list. Or maybe a mention us on a tweet or Facebook or Google+ or Pinterest or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about this show. Finally, if you'd like to help to support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out those affiliate links on the website for other great information that also helps support this show. Some of those funds went towards the purchase of this new recorder that we're going to be using in the parks here shortly, and you'll get to hear how it sounds, and hopefully we'll get some really good recordings out of it. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.